Go for it.
I have your mind. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Pura vida.
Pura vida.
You're very welcome.
We are the upcoming generation. We are the ones who are going to save the planet and who are going to make change. Start now. Start teaching each other and supporting each other and just continue along the road of saving our planet, because that is the only option.
This is Peggy Mercur.
Pura vida.
Pura vida.
Pura vida. Pura vida.
Pura vida.
Pura vida.
Pura vida.
Pura vida.
Pura vida. Pura vida.
It's not a dream anymore. It feels like tangible, you know, and it's in my home country.
Oh, wow.
It's just mind-blowing, the project. I really feel blessed being here.
Hey, Carlos, can you tell us something about your background? Why are you here?
I've been here for 7 months now. I met some of the guys back in San Jose, where I'm from, and they invited me here to check the project. I came because people, they are really nice. They are really hardworking people, but everybody's like in the same page, the same vibe. So everybody have a good time, and everybody, it's hardworking all day long. So it's a great place to be working. I love it here.
So you moved from San Jose to this place?
Yeah, I moved from San Jose to this place seven months ago.
So with your family?
No, right now I live with a co-worker. I have my dog here. I brought my dog because there's no way. And I go back to San Jose every other weekend to visit my family.
Oh, nice. Nice to meet you, Carlos.
Very nice to meet you, too.
Can you advise me a place where I should go next?
Oh, you should really check the boat and talk to the people from the boat.
Yes, today I'm talking to
Etta.
What is your background?
I'm a wooden boat builder. I'm from Germany. I did an apprenticeship in Germany, which lasts 3.5 years. After finishing that, I worked in the same shipyard where I did my apprenticeship for more half a year. And then I came here to be part of this project and build a huge wooden boat.
Since when are you here and how long are you planning to stay?
I arrived in October. The plan was first 6 months, but I extended and I think I'm going to stay until June.
This is now the amazing, legendary part where we go on the ship, which is nearly to be finished next year in winter. Then the Saber will sail, and now we are climbing up a ladder. A wooden ladder, of course, on a wooden ship. Oh, wow.
Come here. Still some scaffolding. We took out nearly all the tween deck full with scaffolding to put in the half beams of the weather deck and the diagonals close to the hatches. In the tween deck there's going to be cargo as well, also accommodation. It's quite nice now because you can see, like, you have the feeling of the room because we took off the scaffolding.
The planks above us, I'm 1.74 meters, and that's just the height we have to stand. I would say 1.80 meters. What do you think?
So I know from the top of the deck beams, from the tween deck to the top of the deck beams, from the weather deck should be 2.10 meters and like about 1/3 of the boat. That's the height. Of course, because the weather deck has a camber, so in the middle it's the height is higher than on the sides. So.
Where's your working place?
Therefore we have to go up to the weather deck.
Ah, okay. Oh, wow! What an amazing view! Now I see! What do I see there?
We're building the ship in the middle of the mangroves, the water, because there's a small river coming out right here where we are, where the shipyard is. And you can see the view to the mountains. Yeah, it's quite beautiful. It's a nice start in the day when you come up this ladder to work and then you see the mountains and they say hello. It's gonna be a nice day.
Wonderful surprise. I didn't expect that. So we step on the deck beams?
Yeah, those are the deck beams where afterwards the deck's planking gonna be on.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is the weather deck.
I have to do that several times a day.
So I just take care that I do the right steps, but it's not about thinking, it's just about doing it. There I go, in between. Nice. Done it! Did you ever step the wrong step?
No, not yet. Very luckily. I always have to watch where I step. You know the distance between the deck beams, so it will include the width of a deck beam, because sometimes they're wider ones and sometimes they're smaller ones. So this distance is 600 millimeters. It's also the same distance in between the frames. And now we're standing in the accommodation deck. So we are standing in what's going to be the inside of the boat. We are standing in the aft deck house, kind of.
Oh, really, really strong wood.
Yeah. So it's 6 by 7 inches. Pieces of guapinol wood, which is a very hard wood. We use it a lot for deck beams, who especially have to carry a lot of weight.
Wow, we are in the skeleton of the ship right now. This means the skeleton is made out of purely wood, little pieces of screws, which are metal, and also tar.
Yeah, it's to prevent any water coming in, so it doesn't mold. And first we put tar with oil, linseed oil mixed, so it gets into the wood and the wood can soak it.
It's more black.
Yeah.
And it's really sticky and it smells for every sailor like paradise.
Yeah.
What do you feel about the smell?
Yeah, I really like smelling tar, but they're like different kinds of tar.
Well, how did it feel in the beginning?
Yeah, you have to get used to it. Also because sometimes you have to kind of climb up the scaffolding and climb up to your position where you're going to work. And it was very exhausting the first days, also like working in the tropics, working in the heat, and have not been used to it that at that time. But now I really like it.
What are you dreaming about?
Yeah, I would like to continue working on boats like this. That would be a very nice thing, I guess. Yeah, for being a boat builder, there's not so many projects like this where you can build a giant wooden boat. So it's very nice work, and you don't have to deal with the rotten planks of old boats, which would like to be maintained. And then sail on them, of course, maybe.
Do you sail on the Sabre?
I hope. Or maybe Pitaya, because Pitaya is going to sail in the Atlantic more.
But Pitaya will start when they finish the Sabre.
They're already going to start framing or putting frames together before Sabre is going to be launched. So when Sabre is launched, they just have to put the frames up. So everything's going to get a bit faster. And also now you have more knowledge, you have more people who already know the place. Pura vida!
Hey Charlie, what is your work about?
I'm working as a shipwright on the boat and doing carpentry. At the moment I'm fairing the outside of the hull because the frames are kind of cut kind of rough. When you put the planking on, you want every plank to sit flush against every frame. So therefore it needs to have nice lines. Going around taking off where one's too far out and maybe adding something if one's too close in. Yeah, and you imagine how big the outside of the boat is, right?
So. Yes, over 40 meters.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you don't do a good job, the ship will sink.
I don't know about that. It definitely has less of a lifespan, perhaps, planks, because you don't want there to be any gap for water to seep in and get stuck behind the planks.
Yeah. Hmm. What was your first thought when you heard about, say, cargoing?
I heard about it when I was in Holland, working with a friend of mine who had just come from here. He just sailed over to Holland from Costa Rica. It just sounds really fun, like working with huge pieces of timber.
What are you proud of?
Of what I've done on the boat?
Yeah.
Everything that I've done, because it's all so huge. I've only been like boat building, let's say, for 2 years. So it's like still having to learn everything as I do it. So every piece that I do, it doesn't matter what it is like a mission. Even if it's a small thing, I have a sense of pride after doing it.
What's your mission in your life for yourself?
Just the moment I'm just doing what I enjoy and what feels good. That's it.
Can you tell us a little bit about the smells and the things you're seeing when you're entering the shipyard?
Yeah, sure. When I started doing the boat building, the smells are one of the things that had the biggest impact on me. That even when the shipyard I was working in Holland, I even have a jumper that I used to wear a lot there. And then when I smell that, I'm like there straight away. But here the smells are different because we have like using all these tropical woods that like have different perfumes.
Is it more like fresh? Maybe taste a little bit and prickle on your tongue.
Yeah, often they have quite a bitter taste, if I'm honest, when you're covered with dust and you somehow manage to get some on your tongue. It's not very nice, really.
It's a green surrounding area. When it's heavy pouring rain, it smells really kind of intense.
One of the biggest things when it's raining is like the noise. It's like all tin roofs and obviously on the leaves of the trees, and it comes down really hard, so it's like quite an impressive amount of noise that you get with the rain.
So it's loud, it smells intense, a lot of different kinds of wood, and there are also animals. What are these monkeys are about?
Yeah, we have like quite a lot of howler monkeys, which live in, well, they live around the area, but they come into the trees, like in the shipyard, and make a lot of noise and throw poo around. And
they throw poo around.
Well,
and they sound like dogs. But yeah. Then I looked up into a really huge tree, and there were sitting like a lot of monkeys, more than 10, and there was also a baby monkey hanging around.
Yeah, they're really cool. That's like,
what was your first experience with a lizard over here?
We also have like some big iguanas. I think they're iguanas that like live around the ship and run around, and they're really used to having people around, obviously, and they're probably a bit deaf from all the power tools and everything, so they're not afraid of you at all. A few days ago, I was working on the side of the boat doing the fairing, and there's like a mango tree which presses up against the starboard side of the boat, and I was, I don't know, 10 meters up or something, on right at the top of the boat, and there's a rustling in the tree, and I look around, and there's one of the iguanas stood a meter away from me eating the mango flowers. Yeah, all the way up in the tree.
Wow. Seeing a lot of different kinds of animals is also including your work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And because it can get very hot, and everything that we do on the boat is really challenging, and you can get like quite flustered, but it's important to like take a moment and have a look around and look at the lizard and the monkeys and the Gulf of Nicoya and all the birds sitting in and all the mangroves, and yeah, and you realize that you're actually really lucky
that you're lucky and in paradise.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much, Charlie.
Oh, you're welcome, Peggy. Thank you.
Pura vida.
Pura vida.
Good morning, Faraya.
Hi, good morning.
You have been working for Say Cargo Inc. Not only that, it's a beside company, Estereo Verde.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get to this project, and what was your first thought?
Mm-hmm. I heard about it because two years ago, I sailed on another cargo ship, and I started hearing a lot about Sail Cargo, about this project. They are building a zero-emission ship in Costa Rica. I met a few people that worked here, and I was really curious about it. Not just the project, but visiting Costa Rica, and just I just enjoy being part of cool projects that have like cool principles behind it. They're bold and adventurous. When I came back from sailing, I applied, and they said yes, so I came here. And because I'm not a boat builder, so I don't have experience in that area, there was space for me to help and contribute in Astillero Verde. And I really loved it because it's only that I know the only company that is building ships and is also planting trees at the same time. And I was happy to be part of that side of the project.
How long did you stay?
A year and 3 months, more or less.
And now you're off since when?
A week.
Now you're already back.
Yeah, I'm back visiting friends, and I'm not really off. I still live here, and I'm like 50 kilometers from here, so I'm happy to come down and visit. Yeah.
Is it only young people who are working in this project, or what would you say?
No, it's all ages, really. There's very young. I know now we have a volunteer of 17 years old, but there's also workers that I think are above 40 or more, 50, yeah. No, all ages. Also the ladies that cook in the kitchen. It's up for everyone.
You are stroking a dog right now, which is making sure that the shipyard people are all right.
Mm-hmm.
They are free of them. What relationships do you have to dogs?
The best kinds of relationships. They are the best. Look at this. Changi is the morale officer of the shipyard. He arrived like a year, almost at the same time as me. Yeah, Danny just rescued him, and he was super tiny, and he had a huge belly filled with worms. We didn't know if he was going to survive. And now he's the best doggo ever. He just walks all the yardies home after work and comes and visits all the houses. He's awesome. Yeah.
What was a typical day?
Mm-hmm. So the day starts at, let's say, 6, and we have the first breakfast with coffee and bread and yogurt. Somebody usually does something nice. Jenny sometimes does granola, which is really cool, or some pancakes. So we eat at 6 and we start working at 6:30. So at 6:30, straight away, all the machines are on in the shipyard. So all the work in the boat starts, and in the other buildings, office work starts. So everybody goes to their places. And then we work until 9. And we have second breakfast, which is pinto.
Pinto is rice and beans?
Pinto is more than just rice and beans. It's rice and beans, but like refried with herbs and chiles, onions. Yeah, it's really nice. And every week is a bit different depending on which lady is cooking. And then we work until 1 again. Then we have 1 hour free, and then we work until 4. And there's all different kinds of jobs. So in the office where I work, I was lately doing more communications work, like writing a report, writing presentations, writing emails, Instagram. That was my job. So next to me, there was a girl that is also not here anymore. She went back to England to study, but she was doing the provisioning. So just making sure that all the food and everything that's needed in the yard gets here. There is the accountant, there is HR.
HR,
human resources.
Right.
And then in the other office, Freddy was there as the videographer, but since last week he's moved to construction. And Jeremy is there, the photographer, working there. Also the cargo team, two girls, Marlene and Karen, work there. The engineers are there. Is Xavi and Christian, both are engineers and figuring out all that part of the boat that is not wood. And the work just goes on. A lot of things going on at the same time in the boat. A lot of different areas of construction. The new building as well going on. Yeah, and kitchen always on.
And did you plant sometimes trees in the studio area?
Last year, so the planting season happens at the same time as the first rains. Otherwise, because there's 7 months of absolute drought here, you cannot plant any tree during that time. They will just not survive. So you have to wait until around May, June to plant. So last year I was here around that time, and we had a planting season. We planted 3,000 trees, and I helped plant a few, and other yardies also helped. There was a yardie day one day that a lot of yardies just gathered and all planted trees, and it was really cool because they are using the wood themselves to work, so it's really cool that they could also physically plant it back. And we had also a group of young girls and boys from Monteverde that also came to learn a little bit about what we were doing and also plant some trees one day. And for the rest, we had a team of workers from here, from the community. I think there were 4 or 5 in total. And they just planted lots of trees for a few weeks in a row, and they are still caring for them. There's 2 full-time workers, Lucas and Brian, which their work since then until now is to care for the trees that were planted, to develop this tree nursery, which is new, it started last year as well, develop it and grow all the trees that we're going to need for this year, which I believe is going to be 4,000 this year. And I think they're doing a great job. It's really pretty. Silk Cargo, it's an incredible, bold project that is needed and kind of being a driving force and inspiration for others. But it's also just awesome people from all over the world just getting together, living together, just going through things together. Relationships and bonds that are quite special. And I feel that here. And that's why I really liked yesterday as well, because now that I'm not here full-time, I know it has been just a week that I'm not here, but it's really nice to come back and still feel part of it somehow. Yeah.
Interesting. So I realize now during the last 3 days, the people are not just working together, they're living together, and even after work, mm-hmm. they just go home, having a quick shower and meet each other again because it's so super nice.
Yeah.
And they grow together and yes, they support each other. Do you remember a thing when you needed support?
You cannot take anything for granted here. Many times things break or don't work, or this person, you know, is missing or needs something. You know, not everything is taken care of. That's something that I... Like coming from a different, you know, I don't know, environment where everything is under control and you can just... I felt really in control of my life, you know, and coming here I was put to that challenge. For example, yeah, with a car, like being in the middle of nowhere, not knowing what to do. But yeah, trying to figure out life in a completely different environment and place. And I had a lot of support from everybody, you know, like everyone here, because, yeah, you just understand that, you know, and that solidarity, cool. Yeah.
Wow. Do you have special motivation for the future or a wish for the future?
I wish I have the same, like, courage that Danny and Lynx and John have, you know, to start such a awesome thing and just believe in it and just push through. And I wish for myself that I also have that, not thinking about doing exactly the same thing, but that I'm also brave to just follow my dreams, which I would really like at some point go back to Portugal. And also I've been playing with the idea of having a little place, not a community, but a little piece of land where I can invite all my friends that can do stuff with their hands, and we all have our workshops there and can make a little cooperative of artisans. And I would like to see that through, you know? I would like to go back to Portugal, but not standard life.
Yes.
But keep focused on what I want to do and just, yeah, bring all this good energy that I gather from all the different places, you know, I've been. And just channel it into something good there.
Oh, wow. Just keep on going. And if you don't know what's happening, just keep on going and then everything will be fine.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Pura vida.
Pura vida.
And now I'm talking to Gero. He is originally precision mechanics. How are you doing?
Pretty good, yeah, and you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you so much. It's the second day on the shipyard and it's so amazing. It's made out of wood and dreams. And tar. How does it come that you're on this place?
Yeah, actually it happened almost 5 years ago that I ended up working for Sail Cargo Inc. And I've been sailing from Colombia to Panama and a little bit through the Caribbean, and then I decided to go to Costa Rica, and somehow I found out about this project, so I asked if I could work, and they said yes. Since then I'm here and for 6 months usually, and then I have 6 months break and do something else, sailing for example, on and off.
Why do you come always back?
Why do I come back? First of all, I want to support these kind of dream or thinking or vision, however you want to call it. I like sailing ships, I like tall ships, traditional rigged ships, traditional built ships, and the woodworking. And I'm basically here to learn how to build big wooden boats.
What's your profession over here?
Carpenter. I've been building hatches. We've been building the big cargo hatch and the smaller cargo hatch in the front. With this includes half beams and diagonals to kind of stiffen the whole structure. Then the mast partners and some other hatches like emergency exits.
What does your family say about that? That you're here and that you're on your way this much?
in general, they're okay with this and they're happy for me. Of course, I guess they miss me every now and then. So do I. Yeah, but they're pretty okay with this. I just do what I like, you know.
What's your motivation in life? What keeps you going?
I'm on a journey to learn everything about rigging, sailing, building wooden boats.
What is the weather for you like over here? Can you tell us a little bit about the weather situation?
Yep. So it's pretty hot at the moment, and there is no rain, and there will be no rain for a couple of months, end of March, and then it starts raining again. Slowly, one rain in a week, and then starts to rain more and more and more, and then there is probably a point where it doesn't stop for maybe a week. Yeah, and then kind of September, it slows down a bit again, and then dry season starts again, slowly. And right now, we are right in it.
Yeah, dry, hot season. You're living in a balanced way. You have a little house. It's made of sustainable wood from this area.
Yeah, offcuts from the ship.
Offcuts, so it's also kind of recycled. And you're living just out of your backpack. What do you say to the people who have a really, really big houses, big cars, everything? You don't even have a big house. What do you say to other ones? Because you look quite happy and satisfied.
In general, I am, yeah. But about people with a big carbon footprint, I think the climate change is not a problem of individuals. Problem, it's a bigger problem. So you can change your habits a little bit, like go vegan, go vegetarian, I don't know, do only one flight a year. But in the end, it doesn't really matter if big companies still continue burning too much fossil fuels and stuff, because basically everything you buy in stores has a carbon footprint. It's not an individual thing. You've got to be like one step further.
Thank you so much, Gero. Pura vida!
Pura vida!
It is a 45-meter-long sailing vessel. This means sustainability, this means carbon-free footprint for our Earth, for our products. Sailing, adventures, dreamers, sustainability, woodwork in the mangroves. Spread out the good news, the good ideas, the knowledge we have on this world, how to change, how to live sustainable. The strength in peace like a real human, with happiness and responsibility. For all living creatures on our Earth.